message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
September 2019, to God alone be all the glory. Finally, we have entered into the Ember months, and we are trusting God that God will do the unusual in our lives in Jesus' name. If you are expectant, say a big amen.
Yeah.
I'll be speaking on a message that God has given to us with the title, Winning the Battles of Life. Winning the Battles of Life. If you are a winner, let me hear you shout, I'm a winner. Winning in the battles of life. Without a doubt and undoubtedly, there is an upsurge of evil and wickedness in our society now. Many are fighting battles, and these battles have become consistent and continuous. The devil is on rampage. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says the enemy comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. When they say destroy, I know you know what it means. That is the enemy's mission, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Also in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, Ephesians says that what we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. This is what we are contending against. And this is why there are so much battles. As I was doing exercise this morning, very early this morning, after my prayers, I wanted to just have some time for just like 15 minutes exercise or 20. And as I was going, the Lord showed me a house of somebody who we were building houses at the same time. That was about many years ago. And up till now, he has not been able to move in or complete that house. And what happened? He had about 4 children, and 3 died at the same time. 3 of them just died mysteriously, just the same time. So that affected his life. The desire to preserve that only one left could not even make him to even turn to say he wants to feed. I mean, if fire is burning somebody and burning the children, will you be thinking of completion of house? He's a top person, very top person in government, very, very top person in federal government, very top person. That's what they call battles of life. I'm talking of this one. I just saw the house. Big house. Very big. Big compound. But in fact, a portion of the roof I've started removing because of somebody. Nobody's living there. At the time, the little things he had gathered and packed there. Robbers went inside and packed the furniture, packed everything. Because he shuttles between Ilorin here and Lagos and Abuja. So life is full of battles. Life is full of all kinds of battles. And a Christian that is not conscious about this fact can be a victim. Or you will never be a victim in the name of Jesus. I say you will never be a victim in the name of Jesus. In Jeremiah 17 verse 9, the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? God said the wickedness of men have gone to another level. Who can ever know that kind of wickedness? Jeremiah 17 verse 9. Who can ever know the wickedness of human being? Who can ever know the wickedness of the devil? 1 John 5 verse 19. 1 John 5 verse 19. The Bible says, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. We are of God, but the world, they lie in wickedness. We are of God, but the world we are in lieth inside. I told you the story last week, maybe when I was preaching on Sunday or maybe on Wednesday, how three children from the same mother came home to Ilorin here, and where they saw the community not okay, so they provided food, provided water, made everything look very nice and decent, gave free food to people. And on their way back to Lagos, 3 of them had accident and died the same day. This was just a few weeks ago. Wickedness, battles of life. Let me deceive you. There are battles in this world because we live in a world where the wickedness of the wicked has escalated. And one of the reasons is because the devil knows that he has limited time left. So he has poured wickedness in the hearts of many people And they are distributing this wickedness. But as for you, any wickedness they have targeted at you and your children, it will go back to the senders. I say it will go back to the senders. I say it will go back to the senders. Did I hear you say a big amen? Everywhere you turn today, you see wickedness, you see injustice, you see murder. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, the Bible explains that to us. One of the reasons why that happens. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. Therefore rejoice, ye heaven, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath. Why does he have great wrath? He knoweth that he had but a short time. He knows there's a short time left. And so he is escalating in his wickedness and releasing more battles. But you will be a winner in the battles of life. I say you will be a winner in the battles of life. I say you will be a winner in the battles of life. I say you will be a winner in the battles of life. And I hear a loud amen from you. In 1 John 5, verse 4. 1 John 5 verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. For this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So we are meant to overcome. We are designed to overcome. We are destined to overcome. You will overcome. I say you overcome. In my short life, I've faced quite a lot of battles. And I'm grateful to God that every of those battles, I always come out as a winner. And for you also, every single battle you are facing presently now, you will come out as a winner in the name of Jesus. I say you will come out as a winner in the name of Jesus. One of our beloved members has been facing a particular battle for some time now, and we have been trusting God for that battle to be over. And this Thursday, the testimony was shared that that battle finally ended, and it has ended finally. And for somebody here today, I will soon hear your own testimony. I will soon hear your testimony. I will soon hear your testimony. In the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, I want to try not to preach for too long. How to win the battle of life. Just give us a few points under that, and then we will go into intense prayer. Intense prayer. Number one, how to win the battle of life. Assess knowledge to impart, to assess strength. Assess knowledge. Assess knowledge to him to assess strength in the battle of life. In Proverbs 24 verse 10, the Bible says, if you faint in days of adversity, it's because your strength is small. In the battle of life, if you are weak, you can't win. And what brings strength is knowledge. For example, knowledge that God is with you in your battle makes you very confident. Isaiah 43 verse 2. Isaiah 43 verse 2. If you are passing through fire, I will be with you. If you are passing through water, I will be with you. When you have knowledge of scriptures like this, you know that you are not alone. Even thou passest through waters, I will be with thee. Somebody say amen. And through rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Somebody say amen. And when thou walkest through fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Somebody say amen. Somebody say knowledge. Your knowledge base determines your asset base. Your knowledge base determines the extent to which you can be preserved. When you have knowledge, you know that it is well with you. You know that God is always with you and he will not abandon you. You are his friend. You are his child. You are his daughter. You are his son. He cannot leave you alone. He cannot leave you to quench in the battle of life. And in the name of Jesus, you will win in every battle of life in the name of Jesus. Nothing ever takes place without knowledge. No breakthrough comes to place if you are not knowledgeable. No success comes to place if you are not knowledgeable. And knowledge is very, very important. And it is time for you to stop crying. It's time for you to start gathering knowledge. Start getting knowledge. When you are knowledgeable, there's no way the devil can just destroy you anyhow. When you know who you are, you know who is in you. You know who you carry. You know that in your journey, you are not going alone. In the battle you are facing, you know that God is in the battle with you. Can you imagine a man like Joseph being in his master's house as a slave, and the Bible says God was with him? Can you imagine David almost at the point of being killed by Saul, and God was still with him? No matter what you are going through, no matter the battle you are going through, You must know that God is with you. That's what they call knowledge. You know that he's with you. You know that he loves you. You know that he cares for you. The devil does not have the final say. God has the final say. That's it. That comes from knowledge. And that's why Christians that don't read the Bible often, their knowledge is very, very low. Their faith is very low. Their knowledge is very low. And they live continually and perpetually in fear. As from today, the spirit of fear is terminated in your life. Number two, how to win in the battles of your life, having gathered knowledge. Number two is to discover the littleness of the devil. Discover the littleness of the devil and the bigness of your God. The littleness of the devil. I want to say this today. No matter how big you think the devil is, God is bigger than him. No matter how many weapons you think the wicked has, God has more weapons. No matter the power that you think that the devil has, God has more power. Listen to me. Many of us, we have overrated the devil. When we hear devil, we are shivering like this. If devil has so much power, there are many of us who would have killed a long time. But he knows that we are untouchable. He knows you and your family, you are untouchable. He's only roaring like a lion. He's not the lion. He's just doing like the lion. He's not the lion. So you must discover the littleness of the devil. You must discover that your God is bigger than the devil. For example, in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Luke 10, 19, the Bible says, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the devil. And nothing, somebody say nothing. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10, 19. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing can affect you. Nothing can destroy you. Nobody can kill you before your time. And I say this in the name of Jesus, you will fulfill your days. I say you will fulfill your days. I say you will fulfill your days. What you need to do is don't give him place. Ephesians 4 verse 23. Say, give no place to the devil. Don't give him place. Don't overrate the devil. Don't let anybody phone you and tell you, I just saw now that the devil just slaughtered you. It's a lie. Don't give him place. Give no place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. Don't allow him to mesmerize you. In John 17 verse 18. John 17, 18. Bible says, as thou hast sent me into the world, so I also sent them into the world. The same way God sent Jesus to the world is the same way Jesus sent us to. It's the same way. It's the same way we carry power. You carry power. You carry something. You are not an empty person. You are not an empty vessel. You are not an empty person. The devil cannot just put you on the floor and just be putting you like this and be using his leg to rub your head. Somebody say, no way. And if it has been happening before, enough is enough. The devil cannot just come to your children every month with malaria, 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 as if he wants to turn their name to malaria. Enough is enough. You must discover the littleness of the devil before you can win in the battles of life. When you overrate the devil, there are people that they cannot mention one sentence, one full sentence without mentioning the devil. That is overrating the devil. You want to travel, they say, the devil say you cannot travel. You want to wear clothes, they say, the devil say you must not wear yellow clothes. You want to drink water, they say, no, the devil say you cannot drink water for the next 1 week. Is now the devil that will determine how you are going to move there? Someone say, God forbid. The devil cannot determine how you are going to live your life. Can somebody in China be determining here in Nigeria if you are going to go out or if you are going to come in? Somebody living in China will now be determining if you will go out or if you will come in. Devil is not omnipotent. He cannot be in his own kingdom and now be directing your life. Today, all the balance of his work in your life, in the name of Jesus, is going to be cleared out. I say it's going to be cleared out. In Isaiah 41 verse 11, Isaiah 41 verse 11, the Bible says, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and be confounded. All those, the devil and his friends who have been incensed against thee, all the witches and wizards that have been incensed against thee, they will be ashamed. And today, that prophecy will find quick expression in your life in Jesus' name. Wow, time has gone. I need to move very, very fast now. Number three, I think I'll just take two more, then we'll go to prayer. Winning the battles of life. Number three, learn to speak right words. In Proverbs 18 verse 21, the Bible says the power of death and life are in the tongue. No matter the problem you are confronting, no matter what you are going through, don't ever say negative things. Are you listening to me? No matter how difficult it is, No matter how it looks like, don't ever say negative things. No matter what the wicked is saying, don't ever say negative. Don't accept an evil verdict. You see Christians mentioning things, saying things that you will just be surprised and shocked at. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? I told you before when we were at the former Impact Arena, one of the married men here came to see me during the week, in the morning. And then he was during the week. I'm not sure if it's in the morning or not, but I know it was during the week. And then he came to see me and said, was telling me some things, you know, about all sorts of things about his wife's condition, about this. And it was as if he had accepted. I was listening. All of a sudden, my faith could not, my body could not carry it again. I just hit the message. Enough! You have not been listening to my messages. Where is your faith? Why are you talking like this? You have accepted evil verdict. You have accepted the verdict of the wicked. Why are you talking like this? You have not been listening to my messages. What is wrong with you? How can a member of this church be talking like this? He sat up. And his tone changed. All the things he said about his wife then, that she won't deliver safely, that there's a fibroid disturbing her, the thing has already killed the baby, the thing has already done, everything was trash inside trash can. Baby is alive. She has even delivered another baby now after that. Maybe if not for family planning, maybe she would have even had the third one by now. Don't allow evil. Keep saying the right thing. It is what you want to see that you say. You don't say what they told you. You don't say what you just feel like saying. That's why the Bible says, let the weak say that he's strong. Let the poor say that he's rich. Don't ever accept negative verdict. One day Bishop Oyedepo said, he went to somebody came to his office and said he wanted to check his blood pressure. And as they checked his blood pressure, the man said, daddy, your blood pressure is high. He said, what do you mean? Impossible, he cannot. He said, I'm seeing it. He said, look at it. He said, no, it's not possible. He said, well, we are touching it together. It must be your own that is high, not my own. Because we are touching the same thing. Your hand is on the instrument, my own too is there. It must be your own. It cannot be my own. If you say, honestly speaking, I knew it. It's the problem of life. It's the burden of life. I knew that I cannot survive it without this, with the pressure. He would just put it by name. Don't accept evil verdict. That's why the Bible says you should fight the good fight of faith. Words. You use word to fight. You use word to fight. Don't ever think that it was only stone that killed Goliath. Word was part of it. And Goliath was bragging. He's this boy. He's small boy. It is boy. He spoke his own back. Same God that helped me to kill a lion. That helped me to kill a bear. That's why you must keep record of your testimonies. Keep record of your... I've told you before that a long time ago, and I'm sure many of us are doing it. Have a small jotter. Keep record of your testimony. The last time that God saved you from a car accident, write it down. The last time that you were broke and God sent somebody to give you money, write it down. The last time that you were not supposed to be promoted and your name came out in promotion list, write it down. With this, when you are down, open it. Begin to go by it. The same thing will come again. It will come again. The testimony you had last month shall be replicated this month. Yeah. Testimonies you had last year shall come again this year. Yeah. Did I hear you say a big amen? Yeah. Number 4. How can I win the battle of life? Love God passionately. Love God. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17. Malachi 3 verse 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels... And they shall be mine, saith the Lord, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. When you serve God, you have qualified for the best that God has. Everyone serving God is a person that must win the battle of life. When you are useful to God, you cannot become a useless person on the earth. Please, don't ever envy people that are doing well. Find out their secrets. When you serve God and you serve humanity, you are qualified to win the battle of life. Many cannot see God, they can see you. So when you serve God and serve people, then you are qualified to win the battle of life. Many can't see God, but your hand is like the hand of God. Your hand is a giving hand. Your hand is a hand that can scrub the floor in the church. Your leg is a leg that can go out for evangelism. You have qualified to win in the battle of life. When you are a man or woman that your service is continuous, consistent, then you have qualified to win in the battle. Keep loving God. Keep serving Him. and then you will keep winning in life. Isaiah 43, verse 3 to 4. I'll just take this and then I'll begin to round up. Number 5, how can I win in the battle of life? Be spiritually sensitive. Be spiritually sensitive. Romans 8, verse 6. To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. If you want to win in the battle of life, be spiritually sensitive. Be spiritually sensitive. Be spiritually sensitive. Be spiritually. Don't be a carnal Christian. Carnal Christians can never win the battle of life. Carnal Christians can never win the battle because a carnal Christian cannot fast. A carnal Christian cannot fast. A carnal Christian cannot pick divine signal. A carnal Christian will never want stress. When you see somebody that doesn't want stress, say, I don't like stress. You don't like stress, but you like blessing. How come? A carnal Christian cannot get it. So be spiritually sensitive. Be sensitive to divine signal. Be sensitive to divine signal. Be sensitive to divine signal. Be sensitive to divine signals. Be sensitive to what God is telling you. And lastly, where I will stop this morning before we're going to pray. How do I win in the battle of life? Be prayerful. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. The battles of life are won in the place of prayer. The battles of life are won in the place of prayer. Last night as I was driving home from church here, you know, I watch things. I learn from anything. As I was driving home, just at the turning of our house, I saw a lady in a mosque praying on the floor. Said she did not press phone. She did not quickly check her WhatsApp while she was on the prayer. She did not even turn to greet anybody. She did not adjust her hair and be touching her hair. She just concentrated on the prayer like this. Full concentration on the prayer. Praying. And then you see that maybe that's her fifth prayer or seventh prayer that day. That yesterday night. That is the. And then maybe you are a believer. You have only prayed just 1 minute prayer that whole day. How come? How do you want to win in the battle of life? The battle of life is won in the place of prayer. You cannot afford to be lazy in prayer if you want to win the battle of life. Listen to me. Prayer is not convenient too. If you ever think of convenient prayer, forget it. Listen, there is no success where there is convenience. There is no anywhere you see everybody convenient and just there is no success there. Why do you think that many are so much failures around this area? People are not, there's no stress. Especially with all right now that is out now. You want to go out anytime, 59 a.m. Just call, just press on the all right, you just come. I don't like this all right, self. You go. I want another one. No stress, everybody is just relax. You can afford to. Don't be like that, oh. If you are like that, hey, your life won't remember that. You have to be prayerful. When you see too much convenience, your body should be shaking. There's no challenges, care. There's no challenges. There's nothing to. Because it is when there is challenges that there can be progress. It is when there is challenges. They say challenges is the food of champions. What you are waiting for, what you are trusting God for is not far. It's not far away. What you need is to draw it with prayer. Draw it with prayer. Pray in the morning. Pray in the afternoon. Pray in the night. Keep praying. Keep praying. Until you get it. My prayer for you is that a new zeal in the place of prayer, receive it today in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it today in the name of Jesus. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. I some time ago, about a month or two ago, I was in the Copper's Lodge, the male Copper's Lodge, and I saw so much space. I said, guys, you are enjoying here. This kind of place. From 11 p.m. at night, you just be praying on and on. They look at themselves like this. And I quickly got the message. So I now say, because there's so much space. You first use 1 hour to pray in tongues first, like foundation of the prayer, before you now begin to scatter any devil around there. Look at him, say, all right, sir. We will start doing it. The grace to do that, God will release to you. Don't allow the devil to cheat you, please. Don't allow the devil to cheat you. If you fail, it's your fault. Because you have all the opportunity. You have all the opportunity. Wake up. That battle you are facing now, you will come out as a winner. That challenge you are facing, you will come out as a winner. That problem you are passing through, you will come out as a winner. That challenge you are going through, you will come out as a winner. And everybody will thank God for you. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can we lift up our hands to heaven and thank God for this morning? Let's give Him praise and glory and honor. Let's exalt Him. Let's thank Him. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. Let's appreciate Him. Let's give Him all the glory. Let's give Him all the honor. Let's return the glory to Him. What a good God we serve. What a merciful God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Blessed be Thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. O tin she serebo Baba she la she pe O tin she serebo la ye bi Baba she la ye
O tin she serebo
me. Let me win in the battle of life. Lift your voice and pray. Father, fight for me. Fight for me. Spiritually, in my spiritual battle, physical battle, financial battle, the battle over my marriage, the battle over my destiny. Father, fight for me. Father, fight for me. I must not be a casualty in the battle of life. I refuse to be a casualty in the battle of life. Father, fight for me. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. We'll have about 1 minute 30 seconds per prayer point, and there will be no prayer point repeated. We'll go on like that, on and on and on. 1 minute 30 seconds, maximum of 2 minutes per prayer point. Now listen, I want you to take all the prayer points very, very serious, because we are here to fight battle. We are here to fight, and by the time you finish this prayer point, you must feel it that you have won the battle. My prayer is that you will win the battle in Jesus' name. You will say, Father, fight those who are fighting against me. Father, judge those who are determined to judge me. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Fight those who are fighting me. Lekita gada gada yabada bada baya balados. Leke keke tiga gara bako sekre deke tegedes. Inda leko kote reke zibra deke zia. Ela babara bokese ridake telebra de kezi la kekara bakada bayapra de kezezi ela babara bagada barabagada barados je gagara pekeske rebege de bereza ela bara bakote prekese pakete barados eda gagagara da kateke des interlaque de predeke. Father, fight those who are fighting me. Fight those who are fighting my children. Fight those who are fighting my marriage. Fight those who are fighting my destiny.
Intensify your prayer. Give more strength to your prayer. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. You are going to say, my Father, empower me to conquer all the powers which you want against my destinies. Open your mouth and pray. Holy Ghost, empower me. Right now, empower me. Empower me. Empower me to conquer every power waging war against my destiny. Holy Ghost, let there be a release of unction upon my life. Empower me and grace me. Engrace me to conquer every battle of my life. Engrace me, empower me, Holy Ghost, to conquer every enemy of my destiny. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. One of the strengths of a lion is the ability to roar. If you can roar, I want to assure you that you will reap your harvest this morning. When a lion is in pain of hunger and it roars, wherever all the prey are, they must scatter. They must gather and they will begin to feed on them. As the son of the Lion of Judah, I want you to roar in prayer this morning. You are going to say, my Father, I will not be a casualty of battle. Open your mouth and pray. I want you to roar in prayer. Father, I will not be a casualty of battle. I will not be a casualty of battle. I will not be a casualty of battle. In this month of September, in this month of November, I will not be a casualty of battle. I will not be a victim of accident. Open your mouth and pray. Are you praying? I will not be a casualty of unpleasant circumstances. I will not be a victim. I will not be a threat to the devil. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. The Bible says, 8,000 shall fall by my side, and 10,000 at my right hand. With my eyes I will behold it. They shall not come near me. Father, in the name of Jesus, in this month of November, I will not be a casualty of battle. Open your mouth and pray. 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 In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. I want you to pray and thunder like fire. You will say, my Father, my Father, the enemy will not prosper over my life and destiny. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, my enemy will not prevail over my destiny. My enemy will not conquer my destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the enemy will not prevail in their battle against my life, in their battle against my destiny, in their battle against my marriage, in their battle against my academics, in their battle against my finances. My enemy will not prevail. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. The enemy will not prosper in their battle against my destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. Lift up your right hand unto God. You are going to say, my Father, my Father, shame will not be my portion in this month of November. Open your mouth and pray. I reject shame. I reject shame. Shame is not my portion. Reproach is not my portion. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Bible says, they look up unto him. Their faces were lighted, and they were not put to shame. In this month of November, I shall not be a victim of shame. People will not gather to pity me. People will not gather to pity me. I will not be a victim of shame. Shame is not my portion. Shame is not my portion. Reproach is not my portion. Open your mouth and pray. Those that want me for shame, I command them to die. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in this month of November, I will not be a victim of shame. Shame shall be far from me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. You are going to thunder like fire. You say, my Father, my Father, Every spirit of fear troubling my life and destiny, open your mouth and pray. Every spirit of fear troubling my destiny, I bind you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of bondage against fear. There is fear, there is bondage. Wherever there is fear, there is bondage. Fear is the gateway to bondage. Every spirit of fear oppressing my life, every spirit of fear oppressing my destiny, I bind you, I bind you. Open your mouth and pray, open your mouth and pray, open your mouth and pray, open your mouth and pray. Fear is a gateway to bondage. Every spirit of fear, I cast you out of my life, I cast you out of my life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' matchless name we are praying. Lift up your two hands unto God. You are going to say, my Father, my Father, in this ember mode, I will not cry, I will not weep, I will not sorrow, I will no more. Open your mouth and pray. In this month of ember, we are many parties will be happening to people. Father, I will no more. Over my wife, I will no more. Over my children, I will no more. In the name of Jesus, there shall no evil befall me. In this month of ember, I will not sorrow, I will not cry. Open your mouth and pray. Are you praying in this month of ember?
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We'll take that prayer point again. You are going to mention every single month in this ember month. September, October, November, and December. You will say in the name of Jesus, in September, in October, in November, in December, I will not cry, I will not weep. Lift your voice and begin to pray.
I will not weep in the month of October. I will not weep in the month of September. I will no more in the month of November. I will not sorrow in the month of December. I reject sadness in the name of Jesus. People will not gather to mourn in my house. People will not gather to sorrow by my life. Open your mouth and pray. Lebro shata, kapo shata, lebra sukata mayaba, ebaro sutoma lekata, ekotatuza, lakatuza marigre, ebra shakaraba, maleka posutole. Father, I will no more in the month of September. I will no more in the month of October. I will not sorrow in the month of November. I will not cry in the month of December. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. Would somebody beside you? Would somebody beside you? You say, my Father, my Father. Every messenger of evil, carry your evil. Oh, yeah, pray, pray. Every messenger of evil, pack your load, pack your load, pack your load. Every satanic agent, every satanic agent assigned to distribute evil for me and my family in this month of November. Oh yeah, pack your load, pack your load, pack your load, pack your load. Out, 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 out. In the name of Jesus, are you praying? Mare besoto, ebra shakata, kapo shata mama mama mama, ebaro soto malikata, raga. Every messenger of evil, oh yeah, pack your load now, pack your load, pack your load, pack your load, pack your load out in the name of Jesus. Are you praying? Are you praying? Every evil load, back to sender. Arrow of evil, back to sender. Every satanic arrow, back to sender. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. Stay. Hold your hand tight. You are going to say, my Father, my Father, I reject untimely death, I reject premature death. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. This ember month, among the people lives are wasted. This ember month, among when people suffer from accident, when people suffer from satanic attack, my blood shall not be shed. The blood of my family.
family members shall not be shared. Open your mouth and pray. I reject untimely death. Untimely death is not my portion. Are you praying? Are you praying? The Bible says, as the days of the treasure, so shall the days of my people be. I shall not die, but I will live to declare the glory of the Lord. In the Lord of the living, those that want me to die, they will take my place in death. My obituary shall not be announced. Are you praying? Open your mouth. Pray. I will not die. I will not die. No death, no obituary. My obituary will not be announced. The obituary of my family members will not be announced. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. Lift up your two hands unto God. I declare prophetically upon your life today, those that want you there, they will take your place and there. In the name of Jesus.
You can jam those hands better for the Lord Jesus. Jam those hands better for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible made us understand that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. We have not come here for a routine. We have come here for an encounter. And if you know, it will show. So I want you, if you have not prayed well, please pray well this time. Hallelujah. If you can pray in the Holy Spirit from this moment now, just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Begin to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Reka paradosata. Raka prada da ro sekea. Yeta prada baradesata. Ra prazoto prolekehena. Ye prazoto prakayanaba. Jasata kadara. Lezete reprahana yaba. Ye prazata yaba. In Jesus' name we are praying. Your amen needs repentance. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. Hallelujah. Somebody say, my legs carry me to my place of blessing and glory. Listen. Touch your legs. Say, my legs carry me to the place of glory. Carry me to the place of glory. Carry me to the place of victory. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, let my leg carry me to the place of blessing. Let it carry me to a place of glory. Let it carry me to a place of victory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let my leg carry me to the place of glory. Wherever my glory is assigned, wherever my blessing is located, in the name that is above all names, Father, let my leg carry me there. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. The Bible made us understand that the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. Hallelujah. That is why if you go to the wrong location, you cannot get your allocation. We're going to pray that prayer again for another 10 seconds. You will say, Father, by your mercy, let my legs carry me to my place of perfection. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, by your mercy, let my legs carry me to the place of perfection. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name we are praying. Say yoke or sluggish progress. Say it again. Say yoke or sluggish progress. Break in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, let every yoke of sluggish progress break in the name of Jesus. Sluggish progress in the place of prayer, in the study of the word, financially, materially, maritally, every area of our life, even in our business, every yoke of sluggish progress, break in the mighty name of Jesus. Break in the 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 name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. There are some people that God has given accelerated breakthrough, but due to the hands of the enemy, their life is on slow motion. Hallelujah. That is the handwork of the enemy. That is the handwork of the sluggish spirit. You are going to open your mouth and pray that prayer again. Every sluggish spirit operating in my life, operating in my home, operating in my business, mention every area you can know. Command them to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. every spirit operating, every sluggy spirit operating in my prayer life, operating in the study of the word, operating in my home, operating in my business, I come against you in the name that is above all names. I come against you in the name that is above all names. I render you powerless in the mighty name of Jesus. Every sluggy spirit in the church, every sluggy spirit in the nation that hinders progress, I come against you in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. You say, all evil hands pointed at me, they must wither away in the mighty name of Jesus. Exercise your authority in Christ. Every evil hand pointed against you, they must wither away in the mighty name of Jesus. Every evil hand pointed against my home, pointed against my wife, pointed against my children, pointed against the church, pointed against the nation, so pointed against everyone, oh God, here today, I declare in the name of Jesus, such hands wither in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Let me quickly share a testimony. There is a woman who a black stone was placed in her hands in the dream. And I tell you, till she died, she never amounted to anything. The essence of the black stone is that whatsoever she lays her hands upon will not prosper. That is a dimension. Another dimension to this is the revelation that has been given by this prayer point. They may not give you anything, but they may point their hands. They don't need to touch you to harm you. But if you accept it, then it becomes your portion. But I reject it for you in the name of Jesus. I decree in the name that is above all names, that every hand that is not of God pointed against you, those hands wither in the name of Jesus. Those hands wither in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, those that despise me, those that despise me in the past, shall see the glory of God upon my life. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Everyone that has despised me in the past, they shall see the glory of God upon my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are waiting to experience my shame, those that are waiting to experience my downfall, in the name that is above all names, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. So shall be my testimony in the name of Jesus. Thou anointed my head with oil and my cup runneth over. I declare, everyone waiting to see my downfall, they shall perish in the name of Jesus. They shall perish if they refuse to repent in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone that despised me in the past, they shall see the glory of God upon my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let your glory be revealed upon my life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say, every opposition to full scale laughter shall scatter in the name of Jesus. I will take it again. I don't want the devil to rob us of this. Every opposition to full scale laughter shall scatter in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare every opposition to full scale laughter shall scatter in the name of Jesus. They shall scatter in the mighty name of Jesus. They shall scatter in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone that says, I will not rejoice over my home, over my business, I will not rejoice over my life, over the power of God, I will not rejoice in this nation, I decree, I declare, they shall scatter in the name of Jesus. The Bible says they shall come in one way, but they shall flee in several ways. The Bible made us understand, in gathering they shall gather, but the gathering is not of God. Every gathering that is not of God, we decree this morning, be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Their intention is to gather for you to scatter, but they will gather, they will scatter by themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, every opposition to full scale laughter, I command them to scatter in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. We can say better, amen. In Jesus' name we are praying. You say, Father, say, Father, make all crooked paths straight in my life in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, every crooked path in my life, make it straight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, make it straight. Every crooked path in my life, Lord, let it become straight in the name of Jesus. What is expected for me to do in one day, let me not do it in 10 years. Father, what is expected for me to achieve in 1 month? Let me not achieve it, oh God, in 12 months. Father, Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus, every crooked path in my life, let it be made straight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In the journey of life, divine direction is required. Hallelujah. There are some people that the devil knows he cannot stop you. But he can misdirect you. As long as you are going in the wrong direction with full speed, the devil is satisfied. Hallelujah. We are going to pray another prayer this morning. We are going to say, Father, in any way of my life, I have been misdirected. Father, redirect me. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In every area of my life, I have been misdirected. Father, direct me. Redirect my path. In the name of Jesus, redirect my path. In the name of Jesus, redirect my path. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, Kakarevarabarosa. Rizato Pradega. Yekadarevaresha. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, redirect my path. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion and all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Somebody say nothing. Somebody say nothing. I want you to join your hands 2 by 2. We're going to pray this last prayer, waging war against the gates of hell. We're going to say, the gates of hell will not prevail over Impact House in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, the gates of hell will not prevail over Impact House in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. This is Impact House. This is our family. It concerns you. It concerns me. The gate of hell will not prevail over Impact House in the name of Jesus. Raze Baragaleza. Ebradorobosekeya. Lamadobredeha. Rizatokaya.
Pray that prayer with determination. The gate of hell will not prevail over this church. The gate of hell will not prevail over their members. The gate of hell will not prevail over any department. The gate of hell will not prevail over any member of this commission. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Drop that hand and pray and say in the name of Jesus. In this commission, Impact House International, we will never hear bad news. In this Ember month, we will never hear bad news. Concerning any family, we will never hear bad news. Lift your voice and pray. We refuse to hear bad news. We reject bad news. Lega gagara bakatose getegedesha. Intwa dagara bakatese gegeriano zaprakatoga. Agagagagaraya lekeske rebeketize. Intwa dadara bakatese eba paradusa bakatokoto begede. Jiga gara elekwatagadeash. We will not hear bad news. There shall be no loss, no loss of life, no loss of family, no loss of destiny, no loss of any kind. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, we reject bloodshed in this commission. We reject bloodshed in our families. In this Ember month, there shall be no bloodshed. Lift your voice and pray. We say no to bloodshed. We reject bloodshed. We resist bloodshed. We say no to bloodshed. Pray, 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 pray. We reject bloodshed. We say no to bloodshed of any kind. It will not be our portion. It cannot be our portion. It is not allowed to be our portion. We cannot hear bad news or bloodshed. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, we commit all those who have traveled, especially our students. Father, give grant unto them safety, O God. Grant unto them protection, O God. Prayers in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and pray. all our students that have traveled. Father, preserve them. Father, protect them. Father, guide them. Father, sustain them. Father, keep them. Ela babara manamo sekete brodokozeze. Lemada gadara dekeze gegele gledegele. Every single member of this commission worldwide that have traveled from one place to another, Father, we pray for safety. Father, we pray for safety. Safety and journey mercies. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, we are praying.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.